Hello and welcome back. I'm Tom Musgrave, your host, once again, The Sixth Gear. Tonight we're going to be talking about something that I feel pretty passionate about. We're talking about the difference of manual and automatic transmission. And I'm probably a little biased. I've been driving manuals for a long time. I mean, the name of the podcast is The Sixth Gear. The top gear was obviously already taken. Maybe it's not too late. I can change that. And the name of the LLC that supports The Sixth Gear is called Manual Shift Media. So you probably have a good idea where I stand already. But we're going to get the boring stuff out of the way. We're going to talk some stats first. So 96% of Americans drive automatic. 96%. 1.2% of sales in America were manual last year. And don't call it a comeback, but we're up to 1.7 this year already. And unless you live in Maine, New Hampshire, or New Mexico, God knows why, you're two times more likely, to buy a manual transmission. But what about Europe? Europe is 80% of cars sold are manual shift. And why is that? I was digging into this. I read this article about it. And so I start searching and looking, and I'm trying to figure out why this is. And so it turns out that a lot of Europeans still to this day learn on manual shifts. They start young. They start in small cars. And these are usually smaller cars with smaller engine, less horsepower. And so you need to get everything you can out of that engine with the manual shift, keeping your gears high. In fact, I remember my first car, Honda Civic hatchback. It was like a god-awful green color when I bought it, and I had Mako. It was a $500 paint job, gunmetal gray, man. It was awesome. That thing was the tits. I thought it was so fast. Man, I had a lot to learn. But I remember still downshifting on the interstate to make it up the hill at the current speed that I was at. So I understand that. But honestly, when I think of European cars, I think of BMW, Audi, Porsche, you know, Ferrari, Lamborghini, Bugatti. I think of fast, powerful cars. In fact, most supercars are coming out of Europe. I mean, America has the Corvette, a couple other things, you know, but I'm not calling the Hellcat a supercar. I'm sorry, I'm not. It's cool, it's fast, but it's just not the same, you know. Don't get me wrong, okay, I appreciate American muscle. Do not peg me for a guy that's against that, because you cannot deny a good American grumble, okay? So don't put me in that class. But, you know, so they say that Europeans are driving manual to save gas too, but I'm not buying that. I mean, okay, so price of gas average in Europe is between $5 to $8 a gallon in US, and which is not really that much more than us. I mean, especially like California. So I'm not really buying that either. So why is it? But then, so here's something else to take in for a second. European deaths on the road are basically half of that of US driving fatalities. So, and I'm sure that there's plenty of other things to take into account there. I know that Europeans, they drive less than we do. I don't think it's a crazy amount, but they definitely drive less than we do. I wonder if they're still taking those big double-decker buses around, you know, not driving their own cars as much. They're taking the big British painted red bus everywhere. And I know there's a shit ton of speed cameras over there. And apparently they hand out some hefty fines if you get busted speeding over there. They take it not so lightly. But I wonder, you know, with all this difference in the amount of manual versus automatic, and the night and day difference between US and Europe, does it have anything to do with the manual? I kind of think so. And I'm going to tell you this right now. When my kids start to learn how to drive, they're going to learn in a manual transmission. It forces you to be more in tune with the car. It forces you to pay attention, to be more aware of your surroundings. And in fact, I learned to drive on a manual shift. I learned in my dad's 6-speed manual Dodge Ram Cummins dually. Started in a field, get the hang of things, but very shortly after progressed into driving that monster down the tiny little streets of Union City. And I will never forget shitting my pants, you know, trying to stay focused on what gear I needed to be in, where my feet were on which pedal, and how fast I was going, where's the brake versus the clutch, and all in mind of making sure I didn't drag those wheels down the side of every single car parked on the edge of that tiny little street. And you know what? I thank my dad for that, because honestly, it forces you into that situation where you need to be more on top of your shit. And it made me a better driver, I think, more quickly. So thanks, Pa. Appreciate that, dude. But why else is the manual better? I think for a few reasons. Like we said already, you know, you're not texting, you're not calling, you're not, you know, you're paying more attention. It forces you to focus on the road. And, you know, all that is obviously very important. But the real reason why I think it's better, and I think why most people think it's better, manual shift is just so much more fun. I mean, if you are a gearhead, it's a night and day difference. You are more one with the car. It's one extra piece that connects you with that machine. And, you know, I think that every gearhead and every driver has a favorite gear. And it depends on, you know, what the driving is for that day and what vehicle you are driving, of course. But I still think that everybody has like a favorite gear that they choose, that they like. Me, I'm a third gear kind of guy. That's what I should have named the podcast. Top of Third Gear Podcast. Because third gear is, you know, you're at higher speeds. The bottom end is still torquey enough, mid-range, you're getting into some fun, but top of third gear, man, that's where it's at. That's a good time. Just peppy, still light on its feet. That's good stuff. And then also, you know, each manual car still has a different feel, you know, especially like age ranges is where it changes mostly. And that's why I think why a lot of these older cars, you know, I'll get to mine in a second, are, you know, it's a different driving experience. And I think that's why these things are not only holding their value, but gaining in value. So like, you know, so my three manual cars, my 335 it's a 2011 and it's still got a little bit of that mechanical feel to it. It's old enough to feel that, you know, whereas the newer M2 it's fast. Yes. And it's very fun. But the gear shift is just a little bit softer. In fact, everything is, you know, OEM out of that thing is just a little bit softer. All newer cars are just a little bit softer, you know. Whereas the old E36, the M3, is it's just a little bit more harsh. And I mean harsh, I mean that as a compliment, because it is very mechanical. That gear knob, it is like almost a little bit of a chore to get that thing into gear, and the clutch pedal is tight, and you are just, I mean, you can feel every nook and cranny in changing gear. And honestly, driving that thing is what I just ordered a short shift kit for the M2, because I'm trying to stiffen that up a little bit and bring a little bit more of that into the the newer, more advanced technology drive. I think that's going to be a great mix. I'm super excited for that. And so also think about like the music and, okay, so there's, you know, songs like Radar Love and Racing in the Street about shifting gears and manual shift. I go ahead and Google automatic transmission songs. Even Google is confused. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Nobody does that. You know, nobody brags about driving automatic transmission. You're a schmuck. And it honestly, it kind of makes me sad and happy at the same time that there are now groups of people that have formed, you know, things like the Manual Gearbox Preservation Society and, you know, the Save the Manual. Because, you know, I think it's awesome that they're doing that. And it's honestly, but it makes me sad at the same time that it is such a truth that the manual gearbox is disappearing from our world. And I think that it's just something that can't ever completely disappear. It just can't. There's got to be enough of us that will stand against this outrage, you know? And don't get me wrong, I understand automatic transmission. You know, obviously all the trucks are automatic transmission, but damn it, if I could buy that F-350 in a manual transmission, it would be one. They just don't offer it. Haven't since, I think, like, I don't even know, 2010 maybe. You know, they just completely gave up on them. And so many manufacturers are doing that. It's, you know, I'm sure it's easier for them just to make one thing. They don't offer manual or automatic. And most Americans prefer to be, in my opinion, lazy. So, like I said, I also get it. I like to drink my coffee in the morning on the my drive to work. Sure. But put that thing down and shift gear and then take another sip between. You know, it can all be done. And, you know, obviously, you know, PDK, SMG, you know, these kind of shift kits that supercars and that are putting out are blindingly fast, and they are mechanically so awesome. You know, there's no denying that. I think that what they're doing and the speed that they're changing gears is nothing short of amazing. But in my own opinion, it's just not as fun. You can't tell me that it's as fun to drive an automatic, even though it's blindingly fast. You just lose a little bit of that feel and that extra connectivity. You know, I mean, it's like you're gaining time, sure. And, you know, like I said, these things are so fast and they're shaving off tenths of seconds, which is a big deal. When you're talking, you know, when you're talking 2.5 seconds, tenths of seconds is a big deal, but you lose so much to gain what, bragging rights that you're 0.2 seconds faster? Totally not worth it to me. Not even close to being worth it. I would rather have a 3.5 second 0-60 with a manual shift and my own loser shift capabilities than slapping paddles on the steering wheel. I just would. That's just me. And now, I mean, now we're getting into electric cars that don't even have different gears. It's one, just one drive, mash the pedal, go. And yes, they are fast. You know, they're putting out some crazy fast times, and the torque in those things is about the only thing, in my opinion, that has going for it, because the lack of noise, the lack of gear change, just the lack of any mechanical feel whatsoever is totally not worth it. And I'll be honest with you, it is a world I am not really looking forward to being a part of. I think it's just a shame. And honestly, I don't know. It makes me sad. All of it makes me sad. I'm going to get out of here before I puke. Let me know what you guys think. Message me. Manual or auto?